Hello guys, welcome to another episode on Yinka's Meals. Yay! It's so good to be back again this week. I needed to just repeat that. How have you guys been? How's your week been? How is life in general? I hope you guys are making the money, you know, securing the bag and taking time to rest. So again, I'm saying it again. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode on Yinka's Meals. Yay! Okay, I feel that before I continue on this podcast, it's very important to just like, you know, say it again and again that in this year 2020, guys, as much as possible, just take time to rest. I don't know how much I can say that. Take time to appreciate yourself. Yes, year might not have gone like you expected to, you know, like you expect the year should have been. And of course, this is just August, and in some couple of days we'll be entering September. And even though we might still have expectations for the rest of the year, I feel it's just very, very important to just learn to take a breather. You know, I feel that I was reading something on Facebook today, and the person was saying that everybody needs to see a therapist this year, including the therapist. And that just goes to show, you know, how stretching or how draining the year 2020 has been so far. And of course, there have been good things that have also happened. There have been like good testimonies that have happened to a couple of people. Some people are winning on every side, but in as much as some people are winning, there are also some people who are struggling, and for them this year 2020 has been quite difficult. You know, for example, like me, there are things that I really wanted to do this year, you know, that I've not been able to do. And it's not like I'm sad or whatever. I'm just taking it as it comes. You know, I've learned to like take it as it comes. I was talking to a friend right before I started recording this podcast, and she was asking me about something that would happen next week. And I was like, that's next week, babe. Let me just concentrate on today. After today, when tomorrow comes, I'll deal with tomorrow. I just wanted to say that. I know that a lot of people are going through a lot of things right now. Probably you cannot even talk to people. You cannot share it. There's nobody you can talk to about it. And if you find someone that you can talk to about it, all well and good. But if you don't find someone that you can talk to, sometimes just let it out. Sit out in the corner. Just have a conversation with yourself. I do that a lot. I have conversations with myself. So especially when I take long walks, you know, I just talk. I bring out different scenarios. It's like a release of an emotion when I just talk about it. Someone doesn't necessarily have to be there. I just do that. So just find what works for you. If you want to scream, scream. If you want to shout, shout. You know, whatever you want to do, just let it out. Don't hold it in. I just feel I really needed to say that. Okay, and today's podcast episode will be based on our Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. You know, Chadwick Boseman, who died yesterday, and it's been very, very sad. I think for everybody all over the world, you know, Black Panther movie was like a reckoning. Apart from the fact that it was a movement, I remember that when the movie came out, it was one of the movies that was going to be shown even in Saudi Arabia for the very first time, to show how much, you know, the movement cost, how much people actually believed in Black Panther. As much as it was a work of fiction, a lot of people could resonate with that. For we that are blacks, you know, we could look at it and say, oh, that was like our first black hero person, you know, that you could see and visualize and work towards. You know, like, you know how people say that people need to be seen, and if you can see, then you can achieve it. And while the whole world is still mourning right now, you know, due to the loss, I think one very, very important thing that stood out for me out of everything was living your dreams. You know, of course, a lot of people have said things like, be kind to people because you don't know what they are going through. You know, for the fact that Chadwick, you know, he has been sick for, he died of colon cancer. I just wanted to say that. And he had been sick for like over 4 years. I think they said he was diagnosed in 2016. And even the space of the time he had that diagnosis, he was still able to work and do a couple of great things. But where I'm going to is the fact that, you know, some people were saying on social media that there was a particular time during the course of his illness where there was a particular picture of him that was posted online, and a lot of people dragged him because he was looking skinny and everything, and people were saying that, oh, we should be kind to one another. And as much as kindness is very, very important and we should be actually be kind to one another, one of the things I actually want to draw out from it is that live your dreams. I don't know what your dreams are. I don't know the things that you want to achieve or pursue in this life, but live it to the fullest. As in, every time we wake up in the morning, just have it in mind that you want to live. Against all odds, you want to fulfill that which you want to do. That's one of the reasons why I'm actually recording this podcast today, because there are days when I get tired. It's not like there are no content. It's not like I don't have things I want to share or things I want to talk about. Sometimes I even have a couple of topics and I feel that, oh, okay, I don't want to talk about this thing by myself. I want some people's opinion on it. So I want to, like, you know, bring some ideas with them and let's just talk about it so that we have varying, you know, ideas and opinions and stuff like that. And if when I don't get people to talk on the podcast with me, I sometimes postpone it to when the person becomes available. And you know, with everything that just happened over the weekend, I just came to the conclusion that, yeah, live your dreams. We have to get to the point where we decide to live life to the fullest. When we look at the period between when Chadwick Boseman, you know, was diagnosed with colon cancer, and the period, you know, how he lived his life, even for those period, we see that this man lived his life intentionally. Jiget, he knew that he had an illness, but he didn't allow that illness to hold him down. He didn't allow that illness to define him. You know, people in his close circle, maybe his girlfriend, who they were eventually married before he passed, or his parents, or his close-knit of friends, that people that they actually worked together, might have known that he was actually battling with this disease. But, you know, they kept it within themselves. They didn't let that define their relationship with him. He didn't also let it define him. He still went on to take up roles. He still pursued after those opportunities. And for me, it was just like an eye-opener. There are a lot of things, like I said, that I want to do this year. There are things I still want to do. And of course, there are a lot of constraints around it, that things that I don't have. I don't have the capability to do them now. Let's say financially, jiget, and otherwisely, if I can actually say that word. What I'm trying to say, that was like a push for me. And the truth is, sometimes it takes death. It takes a tragedy to happen. It's very sad though, but sometimes it takes a tragedy to occur, to happen, before we now decide to sit and think, to start taking the necessary steps. You know, and I think that's just like, you know, the bad aspect of it, because sometimes it's not until when tragedy occurs before you now start thinking. A very good example is Kobe Bryant. You know, when he passed, when he had that accident and we lost him, you know, and everything, there was a whole lot of conversations, but also it was also like an awakening call for a whole lot of people. And the whole idea is that tragedy does not have to occur, although sometimes tragedy will always occur before we decide to take the necessary steps. At the end of the day, live your life, live intentionally, live deliberately, pursue after those dreams, whether they are big or they are lofty or they seem unachievable. Just do it, because the truth is that you only go any fucking time. And that's just the truth. Like, any fucking time, you can just drop out, and we don't know when. Jiget, I feel if we know when death would happen, if we know that, okay, jiget, death will come, then we'll probably walk towards that. Okay, because we know that death is coming at so time and so year, then we would have to, like, you know, we quickly walk, you know, we quickly do all the things I want to do, because we know that something is coming at a particular time. But since we don't know when death is going to come, it is very, very important that we live our lives. We live deliberately. We pursue after our dreams, after our goals, those things that we want to achieve. See, if you want to find love, go after love, as in fiercely. Go after it. If you want to be successful, you want to have money, go after it fiercely. If it's that you want to be, you know, an evangelist, a missionary, you want to do this work even more than Oral Roberts or more than, you know, Billy Graham, Do it. Don't wait for a particular time. Don't wait for a particular, you know, stage in your life before you decide that you want to achieve these dreams. Whatever it is that you want to do, as long as you have decided in your heart that this is what I want to do, then pursue after it. A very good example for me when I started my podcast, you know, I've always wanted to start my podcast, you know, like, oh, I'll start this podcast. The first issue was that, okay, I didn't have a good phone. The phone I was using at the time was not a very, very good phone. I was just managing it. So the excuse was, oh, when I get my phone, I will start. And then I got my phone, and then it even took me a couple of weeks again before I eventually decided to start. And then one Sunday afternoon, like this, out of the blue, I just decided that I just picked up my phone and then I recorded it. And then ever since, I've been doing it. There's no right time for you to start. There's no perfect time. Just start. There's no situation that, okay, this, maybe you want to go into makeup. I don't know. I'm just saying, whatever it is that you want to do, Jige, you can say, okay, this is what I want to do, but other people are doing it. It does not mean nobody cares if other people are already doing what you want to do. As long as you are sure that this is what I want to do, then do it. Pursue after it. A very good case is Fenty Beauty. You know, before Fenty Beauty came out, they were already makeup products, Jige, that were already doing makeups that were targeted at black women, Jige. But when Fenty Beauty came out and started their own makeup line, they also targeted black women, and then they did it very well. And it's not like we don't have brands that are also doing makeup for black people. They are. And then Fenty Beauty was able to, like, you know, spread to other parts of beauty lines. That's what I'm trying to... Whatever it is that you want to do, do it. Don't care. Don't give it a second thought. If what you want to do, somebody else is already doing it. I think we should get to the point where we decide that I want to die empty. You get, and I think that we should all get to that place. I want to die empty. I want to live my life. That song that Beyonce sang, you know, about living your life, I can't remember the lines of the song right now, but she was like, okay, if I remember, I'll come back to it. But you guys get my point, Sha. Like, live your life deliberately. Live your life to make an impact. Don't just live life haphazardly. Don't say, okay, I'll just keep on doing what I'm doing and then something will turn out. No, if you want to work in a conglomerate, pursue after those things. Do those things that you are meant to do and then wait to see the results. And if things don't work out, don't give up. Try again. You know, try again. Do it again and again and again and again and again until eventually it makes sense to you. Until eventually you know that if you were to die today, you will know that you died empty. You know that you did those things that God actually placed in your life to live. I think we should also get to the place where we live above limitations. You know, we should not let limitations hold us down. By Jove, live. By everything that you have, make up your mind that you are going to live, you are going to make an impact. You know, the world is going to know that you are here. And more, another thing I would like to also like to say is that don't wait till somebody has passed before you tell them you love them, before you tell them you appreciate them, before you tell them how much they mean to you. A lot of times we wait till maybe when somebody has passed before we express our feelings or our emotions to these people. We shouldn't wait to do that. Give them the appreciation now. Let them know how much they mean to you now. When they are alive, let them receive their praises, their accolades. Let them receive it now. Don't give it to them when they are gone, when they cannot say thank you. It's very, very important that we also do all this. And this podcast that I'm this episode is not just for other people, but like, not just for my listeners, it's also for me, because like I said, it was a wake-up call for me. I've actually had dead experiences. When I say dead experiences, like, maybe people that died that affected me one way or the other, and it was also like a wake-up call for me, you know, for me to start moving in some particular directions for my life, you know. But you know, the incident with this Chadwick Boseman was just, you know, like another wake-up call for me, like another needed push that I needed, another push rather that I needed to just keep on moving. I know it's not going to be easy, and a lot of times we're always tempted to take the easy way out, maybe in terms of pursuing our career, in terms of pursuing our goals, things that we want to achieve. Sometimes the easy way would actually pop up, like to cut corners. But when you are sure of where you are going to, you'll be able to just, you know, stick it out till you get to where you want to get to. The most important part is that live your dreams. Don't wait for life to happen. Don't wait for something to happen before you start living your life, before you start living your dreams. Don't wait for an opportunity. Create those opportunities for yourself. Like I was talking to someone, you know, a friend of mine this afternoon. She was talking, telling me that, okay, she needed a job. Do I know someone? I'm like, I don't really know anybody, but if I see any opportunity, I would share with you. And one of the things I said was that reach out to your contact, because me and this lady, we actually served together. So I was like, reach out to your contact, reach out to those people that you served together, you were friends, because she was even in the SCCF house. And she was very, very active in the SCCF. For people that don't know what NCCF means, it means Nigerian Christian Fellowship. Yeah. So I was like, reach out to the NCCF family, people that you were in contact with. And she was like, oh, she misplaced her former line, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, that's not an excuse. Reach out to them on Facebook as much as you can. We cannot fold our hands waiting for things to happen to us. We have to be able to step out there, go out there to make the changes that we need to see. Those things that we want to happen in our lives, we have to be also be ready to go out there to make those changes happen, and not wait and fold our hands that, okay, it will happen, let me just wait for it to happen. No, we have to be ready to create those changes. We have to be ready to go the extra mile, you know, to do those things that we want to see in our life. Okay, guys, I hope when you listen to this podcast episode, it inspires you. I hope it pushes you to take the right step in the directions that you need. I hope it pushes you to start living your life. For people who have been dormant about their life decisions, I hope it pushes you to start doing the right thing. I hope it opens your eyes to live life deliberately. I hope it opens your life to pursue after those opportunities. I hope you look at the kind of life that our Wakanda King lived, Chadwick Boseman. I hope it opens your eyes, like, irrespective of the limitations, irrespective of the fact that he had a disease that he was struggling with, he had the hope that it would get better. I'm sure he did. And irrespective of that, he did not wait that, okay, let me wait till I get better before I start doing this. No, he did not. He still pursued after his dreams. He still pursued after his goals. I was even watching a video of him recently, and he was saying that, you know, he pursued after the kind of roles he wanted. He didn't just want stereotypic kind of roles. And those are the kind of examples I want us to draw from his life that we can also apply to our life. Let us pursue after these things. Let us go after things that we are worth, you know, especially when we know that we can deliver value. Let us go after life so that at the end of the day we can die empty. Okay, guys, I'll see you next week. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to give me a like. Don't forget to subscribe, switch on your notification so that you can get notified when a new post comes up. And follow me on all my social media channels and on YouTube too. I really, really need subscribers on YouTube, guys. So please follow me. Okay, guys, have a lovely week ahead. Cheers. Bye. Mwah.